Listener Production.
Hello, I'm Jennifer King with your news briefing. Scott Morrison is remaining coy on speculation he'll step down as leader of the Liberals if things don't go his way this weekend. The Prime Minister refusing to be drawn on the topic on the ABC, saying it's not something he's contemplating.
No, I'm not speculating on these scenarios because my scenario, the scenario that my team is working for, is not to have a weakened Parliament.
While Labor is promising to create a $1.5 billion medical manufacturing fund if it wins the federal election. The money will support investment in both pharmaceuticals and biotechnology, helping to create vaccinations. Opposition leader Anthony Albanese is spending the day in WA today. A review will be launched after an 80-year-old woman died while reportedly waiting 2.5 hours for an ambulance in Perth North in the early hours of Sunday morning. The Health Minister says she is deeply concerned by the incident and has offered her condolences to the family. Millions of Aussies are now able to access up to 10 days paid domestic violence leave after a landmark ruling from the Fair Work Commission. ACTU President Michelle O'Neill says it's an historic moment.
This is literally a life-saving new right for working people. No one should ever have to choose between their safety and their job or income. And this year alone, already 18 women have been killed by their current or previous partner.
In sport, the AFL Commission is still yet to make a decision on what time this year's grand final will be held. AFL boss Gillon McLachlan says there's a lot to consider.
We understand a lot of people don't want it to change, but also when you look at how it's been presented the last couple of years, there are also a lot of people who really like the twilight slot and think it presents well. So I think it's the job of the Commission to make these decisions, and that'll be played out in the next little bit.
And Luke Shuey is a chance to return for the Eagles' clash with the Giants on Sunday. He'll be put through his paces at training this week.
Listener.